Chapter 7, The Mystery of the War Medals. On our first day working with the Bournemouth Blind Society, we started sifting through an untouched cupboard of documents from as early as 1900, helping to piece together a century of unknown history. At the bottom of a pile of documents, we uncovered this mounted Royal Air Force 88 Squadron badge. This is where the mystery began. How does an RAF squadron link with Bournemouth Blind Society? After a little bit of research, we found that the 88 Squadron were an aircraft squadron in the Royal Flying Corps formed in Gosport in 1917, just before the creation of the Royal Air Force in 1918. The squadron was heavily involved in night bombings over France, after suffering heavy losses during the Battle of France in 1940. Further into the war, in 1942, the squadron supported the Canadian Air Force during the Dieppe raid. This was an intense air battle, with the RAF losing a total of 91 aircraft. In December 1942, the squadron led Operation Oyster, a bombing raid on the Phillips Works in Eindhoven, one of the most successful raids during the war. During the D-Day landings, the squadron was given the task of creating a smokescreen to try and protect the first wave of landing craft from German detection. Finally, the squadron returned to France in October 1944, to support the Allied armies as they liberated Europe from the Nazis. On the 4th of April 1945, the squadron was officially disbanded after fighting hard during the war. So we had a rough idea of a time frame, but still no link to the society. We hoped that the answers would arise somewhere within the cupboard full of documents, and indeed they did. We found some war medals belonging to Flight Lieutenant K.E. Kimber, and a photo of a wedding, but that was still not giving us a connection to the society. All we had to work with was a name, a rank, and a squadron number. There were no records of Keith Ernest Kimber in any of the client files on record from 1911 to 1950, so we had no idea where to start. We identified the medals, and with the names, rank, and squadron, we were able to search through an online medal archive to find out that they belonged to Flight Lieutenant Keith Ernest Kimber. Through the archive, we also found out the name of his parents and where his war memorial was, France. Through finding his war memorial, we found out he was a wireless operator / gunner who shot down over France on the 13th of August 1944 during preparations for the liberation of Paris. But how did these war medals end up in a cupboard of Bournemouth Blind Society? Hours of searching through paperwork and 60 years of minute books, and we just could not find a link to Flight Lieutenant Keith Ernest Kimber and his medals with the society. We tried searching through the 1939 register and found out Mr. and Mrs. Kimber, but records of other family members had been omitted because they are potentially still alive or the register has not been notified about their death. We were also limited by the lack of census information, as the 1931 census had been destroyed in a fire during the Second World War. There's also no census in 1941 because of the war, and under the 100 year rule, it is government policy that every census should not be published for 100 years for data protection. So we would not be able to access any census after 1919 anyway. So we had really reached a dead end, or so we thought. After searching through more documents, we miraculously found a letter from a society with reference to a Mrs. Kimber in 1970. We then started searching all the minute books from the 1960s to the 1970s, looking for any information of a Mrs. Kimber. We found that she took residence at the society on 27th of March 1968 and died in 1973. So her belongings were left there, and that is how her son's war medals had ended up in the cupboard of the society. However, when reading further, we found that she had a daughter who had moved to Australia, whose wedding we believe the photo is of. So after she became widowed and began to lose her eyesight, she was truly in need of the help that Bournemouth Blind Society could offer her to help her come to terms with losing her sight. All the women applying to take residence within the society had to go through a medical examination from the doctor to ensure that it was the right place for them to go. Mrs. Kimber got a lovely recommendation. Dr. Lotes considered she was an intelligent and pleasant lady and would fit in well in the home. Although there was not enough room in the home when Mrs. Kimber applied to take residence, it was agreed that should a vacancy occur in the next 6 months, it should be offered to Mrs. Kimber without a medical interview. And with that, Mrs. Kimber became a resident of Bournemouth Blind Society in 1968. At the age of 75 until her death 5 years later in 1973. And what a lovely way to remember the history of the Bournemouth Blind Society by solving the mystery of war medals and discovering how the society helped Mrs. Kimber in her final years to live a fun and fulfilling life.